I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but they are kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's going to be a tremendous Friday, Dom, because we got a fine guest right now live via Zoom. She is Liz Winstead, writer, comic, co-creator of The Daily Show and founder and chief creative officer of the Abortion Access Front Force and co-founder of Air America Radio. Liz, been far too long. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
I'm really great to see you guys. And I don't know if we are doing this, like if people are looking at the Zoom or whatever, but half of my dog's butt is just in the shot because I can't get him to move. So enjoy.
What's the dog's name? Handsome young lad. What's the dog's name?
The dog's name is Mr. Funk. And the dog's name is Mr. Funk because I rescued him from Dayton, Ohio, which is the funk capital of America. And I happen to love funk music. So I was like, oh, I could have called him Zap. I could have called him Roger. Ohio players seem long and wieldy. So I just decided to designate him Mr. Funk. And here he is.
He is a very handsome dog.
Thank you.
You're a comedian. We try to think we're clever, at least on the radio. Liz, have you found that the comedic fare has reduced it all since Donald Trump is no longer the president?
You know, I don't. And it's funny because it's actually been really good for America to understand the spawn that Donald Trump had wrath. Right. And I have to tell you, you know, I born and raised in Minnesota girl. I live half the time in Minneapolis, half the time in Brooklyn. And I'd like to thank the state of Wisconsin for paying my bills this year with Ron Johnson, because comedy gold, as always, that it's like, sometimes I'm like, you know, the movie Sophie's Choice. So I look at Ron Johnson and Ted Cruz, and it's sort of the opposite of the movie Sophie's Choice, where you're like, can you just take both of them? Do I really have to pick one? Because I really wish you could just take both of them.
You know, it's odd, and I'm a little confessional in saying this, but Ron Johnson came on this radio program every 6 weeks for like 7 years, and then something changed. And I can't tell you with any sort of precision. I don't know if they, you know, had some compromising information when he went off to Moscow for the 4th of July, or when Trump sent him off to the Ukraine to proposition Zelensky, or, you know, somewhere in the taking of the hydroxychloroquine, if there was some chemical change in his brain. But the man has definitely changed. He's gone full Trumpster. In fact, my understanding, Liz, he earned the coveted but unsought full Trump endorsement. Run, run, run yesterday.
I mean, it is something else. I feel like I have often had, you know, in the liberal conspiracy theory world that I traffic in, because, you know, heaven forbid there would be a thought that was based in reality. I often do think that Trump's entire philosophy was simply to spend all of his time and all of his AIDS times getting dirt on people that is so profoundly awful that they have to agree to inexplicable things. Because there's way too many Republicans that were just horrible that now seem unhinged and horrible. You know what I mean? Like, you could disagree with Republicans all day long. I'm an avowed lefty, you know, you know, would fight constantly about supply side economics and, like, you know, what we do about guns. How do we feel about Iran? How do we feel about the environment, drilling in the Arctic? You know, things that people used to fight about that they were called issues. I don't know if you guys remember them.
Vaguely.
There's a thing that people did. And so all of that is out the window. You know, Mitch McConnell, this whole piece of hilarity where he is now telling corporations that they need to be quiet. It's like, never was there a more corporate tongue darter than Mitch McConnell. I mean, are you kidding me? He is like the Mayflower Madam of corporations. His name is on the corporation. Like, if they're not speaking enough, he's the one that gave them personhood. And by the way, if corporations are people, we need Planned Parenthood more than ever. Let's be clear.
Liz, once upon a time, it seemed like the Michelle Bachmans of the world from Minnesota. Seems like she was on the fringe. You know, they were sort of a secondary figure in the whole political realm. But now the new stars, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Lauren Boberts, I mean, hell, even Matt Gaetz has somehow become a star. Is it just new fringers, or is it that the fringe has become the center, the GQP center of the party, Liz?
You know, I think we were foolish in thinking they were the fringe all along. You know, I think that a lot of times people who, you know, I'm going to go with like moderate Democrats to progressives to blah, 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 pick your poison. That's not a conservative. Oftentimes, you know, the message was sort of like, oh, just ignore them and they'll go away. Oh, you know, but if you were to ask a regular person who's like living their life and trying to just find a way forward and gets getting vaccinated, you know, and kind of maybe as a center, Democratic like centrist kind of viewpoint, they don't know who Ben Shapiro is. They don't know what Town Hall is or Red State or any of these very influential right-wing places that have been breeding this kind of vitriol. And I think that we do a disservice to ourselves to not know the profundity of what extremist religions are teaching, you know, that it, from the pulpit, that it isn't like, you know, we have to find a way to help our neighbors and do all that, that there is this sort of guns and abortion, just profound drumbeat that just kind of permeates everything.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Liz Winstead, writer, comic, co-creator of The Daily Show, friend of ours. We appreciate you coming around again, Liz. As Curdy mentioned, been way too long.
I haven't been there since when I was in Milwaukee.
Studio. I saw some pictures of us today. It was a good time, and look forward to seeing you in person again, Liz. Some of the landscape has changed since then. Rush Limbaugh, no longer on the radio, no longer on the earth. How do you think that plays out with this, you know, the whole right wing conspiracy, you know, indoctrination thing? Who do you think is going to backfill that position, and how does that impact, you know, the right wing thinking, do you think?
You know, I think that Rush sort of led us into the, say it enough times that it becomes true, and the, you know, extremist tropes, and you know, he was such a pioneer in hate broadcasting, that I think that with Twitter and websites and podcasts, there is, I don't know that you're going to have one person leading sort of the charge anymore, right? You have just looking at, you know, Don Jr. alone and Kimberly Guilfoyle alone. And then you look at the, you know, OANN, and then you look at Newsmax, and you look at, you know, this whole sort of crop up of media garbage. And then the whole Q thing, you know, all of that is, there's networks of people now. They don't need to look to one leader. You know, they are having several different viewpoints. You know, some people aren't as sexist as they need them to be. Some people aren't as racist as they need them to be. Now you have a whole smorgasbord. You can just pick all of your sort of misogynistic, you know, patriarchal, racist garbage people and put them in a priority trap and then just go for it. It's great.
Liz,
Proud
I know
Boys, you know, you got all that.
Oh, yes, the 3%ers, the Oath Keepers, you know, the insurrectionist bastards.
Can you tell me, what is the oath they're actually keeping? Nobody has actually been able to answer what their oath is. Is it just to be D-bags? My oath, I swear I will wake up every day and be a colossal D-bag. Is that the oath? Because I am unclear.
It may be. Liz, I know you have lots to say about the Republicans, but, you know, now we have the Dems are in charge now, Liz, Joe and Kamala in the White House, Joe Manchin down in West Virginia.
Oh, he's doing great. District Sinema is just also being super helpful.
All right.
Even Joe Biden, you know, like, I think it's great. Like, I voted for Joe Biden. That's all great. But, you know, it's, there's just something about the fact that as we had a racial awakening, you know, as we are looking at what is happening to reproductive health and rights, you know, and as we're looking forward, that the Democrats still were like, yeah, we need the 80-year-old. white guy to be our leader. You know, it was, we didn't trust in new idea. You know, we didn't trust in a new leader for a new time. And people are like, well, maybe Joe Biden's the right guy for now. And then I'm thinking, I don't know. Because Joe, the relationships Joe Biden had in the Senate, so many of those relationships are gone. And so many of those moderate Republicans that he made deals with were replaced by extremists who primaried them and won. And so Joe Biden's got to get on the this is now train and get some stuff done. Like, get that filibuster out of here. Sorry. What are you going to do? We need you. If you want to win again, you have to make some progress. And Joe Manchin, I don't even know what his thought process is. Dude, sorry about your coal. Calm down. Wake up and smell the anything. Can you smell anything because you're burning so much coal? I'm unclear.
Liz, it's entirely off course. but earlier today, we talked about prostitution. Obviously, Matt Gaetz helped to set the table. I'd like to get your opinion on prostitution. Is it in... What's your opinion, Liz?
Like legalizing prostitution?
My opinion is sex work is work. And if you are having it with Matt Gaetz, it's extra work. You know, like, if you know, I just feel like, oh my God. So, you know, I feel like it's the oldest profession. We all know that that's real. It is something that is happening. You know, if Matt, you know, it's, you know, you don't get to be, it's not legal. And you don't, you know, and so then people are put into harmful situations with creeps like Matt Gaetz. And then also there's youngsters. And so then it crosses the line of hiring a sex worker into, you know, trafficking minors.
Right.
In and rape. You know, I love Matt Gaetz because he's just constantly like, he's just being set up by all of these people. And, you know, he's like, I didn't ask for blanket immunity. I wanted immunity for blanket, Michael Jackson's kid. Like, you know, he just makes up things that aren't true because he's lost his mind. But my favorite thing is they just keep repeating cancel culture and woke culture. I saw Dan Crenshaw, you know, the guy from Texas who fought in a war, lost his eye, and then lost his mind, apparently. And he was out there saying, Democrats are fascists. Democrats are fascists. I'm like, so? You are not for fascism, which makes you
Antifa.
So every time they call us fascists, we have to start calling them Antifa so that they can finally just be shamed.
Liz, it seems to me like Republicans are not giving up trying to control women's bodies. And we see ever more dangerous and restrictive abortion laws being signed. Liz, I know you haven't given up the work on behalf of women. What's your thought about the current environment, Roe v. Wade, et cetera?
Well, one thing I want to say from a comedic standpoint is please run, don't walk to see Nick Loeb's new movie about Roe v. Wade. If you don't know the name Nick Loeb, you know him because he is Sophia Varga. Remember they were in that custody battle over the embryos? Well, he made a movie, an objective movie about Roe v. Wade, starring Milo Yiannopoulos, John Voight, Robert Davi, Stacey Dash. Every right-wing tool from Hollywood is in this movie. And it is so bad. They lied about the script when they were getting locations and then when they were getting actors. So actors would get the scripts and then quit. The electrician quit on the movie. The costumer quit. They got thrown out of locations because it was not what they said. And then they made this movie and it's so bad. It's like the Showgirls of anti-abortion BS. It's amazing. But the state of it, just super quickly, I know we have 1 minute because I see fingers going up. Just so people understand where we're at, it's April in 2021. There's been 10 states that have tried to pass straight up abortions gone in our state, no matter what. The state of Arizona alone has proposed 150 anti-abortion bills. Ooh. Just since January, and it's just happening in all these different states, Arkansas, wow. South Carolina, Ohio. It's worse than it's ever been. And so never think it's about the president. Always look to your state.
Liz, how can people support your work? I know you got lots of new stuff coming.
I think the best way is to go to aafront.org. That's our website, Abortion Access Front. You can sign up for our Twitter there, our Facebook, see all of our events and all of our actions, and you can join the fight.
Thank you, Liz Winstead, more Devil's Advocate.
Thanks, Liz.